'cause I give you a hard time. You're leaving me, so make no mistake, I'm not leaving you.
The Shack Podcast, Away Goodbye, Ian Blurton, Change of Heart, 57 seconds of Canadian goodness, and before that, yeah, you're sensing a theme, Goodbye World, Joel Plaskett, and Goodbye World to the Rock the Shack Podcast. Yeah, this is it, the last show. We've had a run. Let's just leave it at that. It's been sporadic. It's been, you know, a weekly show at one point, a quarterly show at one point, but that's it. We're gonna wrap it up. We started way back when, I don't even know when, you know, if you know the show, you know, I don't know how many shows we did. I don't know when it started. I know it was called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for the first episode and a half or two and a half before it became Rock the Shack. A bottle of wine led me to finally make a podcast, which I'd been wanting to do for a long time. And here we are. We got the windows open. It's not a warm night in Toronto, but open the windows because I want to hear those Toronto streetcars and the ambient noise of Toronto Riverdale life for the last time on the Rock the Shack podcast. And also because they painted my the ceiling in my bathroom today with some mildew-resistant paint, which is quite toxic-smelling and quite possibly hallucinogenic. But so if the show goes really off the rails, blame the paint. But yeah, we've got another bottle of wine to close the show out. We'll go down memory lane a little bit, and we've gotten through half of Tim's all-time favorite albums. Again, not the best albums of all time, but the albums that meant the most to me. And we've gotten from 10 to 6, which was a tie. So what we're going to do is throughout the course of this show, we're going to get through 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to blast off. But that's not all. We're going to play a bunch of stuff. We're going to intersperse those five throughout the show. The last show, you can hear the streetcars. This is the Rock the Shack podcast, number 5 on Tim Sweeney's all-time favorite albums list. This band you've heard before. They've broken up. They've broken hearts. It's the Rio Statics.
Joey pulled himself to his feet, pulled his body back up the bank, and looked back down there. He said the water was not that deep, but I almost drowned there. You can drown in a bathtub, so they say. Decided to skip the day. Hey, 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 skip the day. I tried to look casual, sneaking round the back. There's a shot put across the track, into the gate beside that board of bolts. Till I ran into the woods, and I'm very good in the woods. So I was an Indian, built a fire by the creek, and dried my eyes out. Here's a record body count this year. Put a rope all around his neck. He fell asleep before he died. At the post office buying a stamp, thinking that the girl behind the counter was fine. I said, "You think this will get there by Friday, ma'am?" She says, "I get off work at 9:15. Extraordinary, extraordinary.
God damn. Joel Plaskett Emergency. Extraordinary. From Truthfully, Truthfully. That's number 4 on my all-time favorite albums. I won't even go into heavy detail about that because it might not be available online anymore. But if you listen to the show, or if you're a Joel Plaskett fan, you know I did an exclusive Joel Plaskett episode. It was a 2-hour episode. So we covered Thrush Hermit, the first band. We covered Joel Plaskett Emergency. We covered Joel Plaskett solo. But when I had to narrow it all down, that album was the one that really grabbed me first. And truthfully, that album goes down as number 4 on my list. And before that, the Rheostatics from Melville, Record Body Count, the unbelievable voice of Martin Tielli. And once again, I need to thank my good friend Edlin for introducing me to that band. And a lot of the reason I do this show is, you know, I think about the person listening who maybe knows me a little bit or even better, doesn't know me at all. Here's some band that I play on this show. Doesn't matter what song it is. Here's something they've never heard before. And finds a band that becomes one of their favorites and finds music that has meaning in their life. And how, I can't even imagine my last 20 years without the Rheostatics. Like, really, really can't. But hey, you know, save for one or two meetings here and there, and you don't meet this person, you don't meet that person, you don't listen to the station that day. Who knows how you miss bands and how you find bands. So that's sort of what caused this podcast to be born, and now it's dying. So let's listen to some depressing music. So that was 5 and 4 on the list. We're going to get to 3, 2, 1. By the way, those two were Canadian. There's no more Canadians on the top 10. Just in case you're in the U.S. and you're saying, what's all this Canadian shit that I've never fucking heard in my life? Some might call it depressing. Let's play some drinking music by a guy I've recently come across from New York. This is Mishka Shabali. This is the Rock the Shack podcast.
Pass me the lampshade, I'm drunk again. Blew my drug money on a quart of gin. Well, I am a cultured man with tastes discriminating, but I'll settle for a tall glass of anything. Fell in love with love and death and darkness. If I'm a bad drunk, well, it's not for lack of practice. There is no, this is no modern romance. 'Cause I'm going home in a fucking ambulance. Well, am I the only one drinking tonight? A door like the hatch of a submarine. Bottles inside like buttons and dials and tiny backlit screens. Bloody footprints on the bathroom floor. In a hotel close to the airport. Well, am I the only one drinking tonight? Bears an octopus with its head in New Hampshire, and tentacles everywhere.
Motherfucking Rock the Shack podcast for the last time. Cro-Mags, one of the most hardcore bands to ever come out of the New York scene. And this might be the point in the podcast where we get all philosophical. Because, yeah, we're done. podcast is dead. But when there's death, there's rebirth. And these days I'm a big fan of reinvention and going in a new direction and change. And streetcars going north, making a lot of noise. So that was the Cro-Mags and John Joseph, who I know a lot more about because of a podcast, which would be the Rich Roll podcast. Not Rick Roll, Rich Roll. I won't go into detail here on Rich's backstory, but if you are someone who is interested in improving yourself, interested in transforming yourself, interested in transitioning, interested in going from a couch potato in midlife to one of the world's 25 most fit men, that's Rich Roll. So if that any of that piques your interest, look him up. His podcast is one of the best things I've ever heard. He goes long form conversation, an hour and a half to 2.5 to 3, who knows, hours with super interesting people. He's an interesting cat himself. So every show is awesome. It's my number one podcast. So let's rewind through that set. We started with Mischa Shabali, who is a New York musician and now a writer as well, and formerly quite an accomplished alcoholic. And I first heard about Mischa through the Rich Roll podcast as well. So we kind of bookended that set with musicians that have a connection to that podcast, which is not a music podcast. Mischa had one of the best episodes on that podcast. He was on it a couple times, actually. And Rich Roll is also a recovering alcoholic. And Mischa basically told the story of how he's been sober for, I think, good 4 years now. And he's actually getting into the writing more and more. And he's kind of taken Kindle by storm with some Kindle singles, which are shorter versions. He's had at least one bestseller on Kindle, if not more. And one of them, The Long Run, is great. If you want some great reading, pick that up. I read it in one sitting, and it's he's a great writer. And you can probably tell from the lyrics in his music. And we heard The Only One Drinking Tonight, and I heard a new song of his on SoundCloud, which isn't quite done yet, but it was a great song. I just hit repeat and listened to it about 5 times in a row. But that's from his 2007 album, How to Make a Bad Situation Worse. And I heard an interview with him where he was saying he has mixed feelings and a weird relationship with those songs, because they're all songs from his drinking days, and now he goes and plays them and, you know, doesn't drink. So, but yeah, he's coming out with a new album, so looking forward to that. Check out his writing, and you can find out more about him at mischashabali.com, which is MischkaShabaly, Mischa Shabali. And after Mischa, we played the Misfits with Skulls, and then we played the Lemonheads with Skulls. And yeah, I can play the same song back to back from two different artists because it's a podcast and you can do whatever the fuck you want in a podcast, especially on my last show. I could have played 3-4 versions of that song if I wanted to. I just felt like playing two. But yeah, one of my favorite Misfits songs, and I love an Evan Dando cover, and he just puts his own stamp on covers, and that's one of my favorite. And then we finished that set off with the Cro-Mags and John Joseph, also a guest, one of the most colorful and prolific cursors ever to be on that podcast. There was some F-bombs flying around on that show, and John Joseph has the awesome New York accent, and he's the last guy you'd expect to be a vegan, but he is, he's one hardcore vegan, and the dude's in amazing shape, and quite a fit guy, and certainly smashes a lot of stereotypes about the tree-hugging, patchouli-smelling vegan types. And we heard Hard Times from the Cro-Mags, And yeah, speaking of hard times, last show I might have mentioned that I wasn't sure where I was moving to. I am leaving this apartment in this neighborhood, and I'm not going to have to be in a van down by the river, even though I sort of kind of wanted that. It is a little tough in the winter in Canada, though, so actually moving to a house in a whole new neighborhood, farther west than I've ever lived in Toronto, so I'm going to be close to High Park, really looking forward to hitting the trails and doing some great runs in High Park and down on the lakeshore. So that's happening tomorrow. If you notice that the ambient noise sounds a little different, the first time I've actually recorded this show over two different days. So when I started, it was a cold night, cold, dry night, and it's actually Halloween night. It's probably the night that this show will go up. And it's windy, it's rainy, you can hear the sound of the cars on the wet road, and maybe if you listen close, you can hear some of the little bastards out looking for candy. So I guess I could easily not even notice it's Halloween sometimes, but a lot of people like to get into it, and I do enjoy seeing, if I'm downtown, seeing a lot of the girls dressed like tramps. But let's play a couple songs for Halloween anyway, since it's an excuse to play songs with a theme. This is Jonathan Richman. I'm Tim. This is the Rock the Shack podcast.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him. When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
Gather around for a minute or two, and I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress. It's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death, vampire girl. Vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She cook beans, she cook rice, she do ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl, vampire girl, whoa, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl, woo, go little vampire girl.
Yeah. Count Floyd here, reminding you to stay tuned to Monster Chiller Horror Theater this Saturday night, when we'll be presenting a 3D classic, Dr. Tong's 3D House of Stewardesses. It's going to be a scary film, but you know you can't watch this film unless you have your special 3D glasses. That's right. You've got to send $18 to me, Count Floyd. And be sure to throw in $3 for postage and handling, because I handle these things myself and send them out. So be sure to send that money in, get your 3D glasses, and then you can watch this Saturday night's Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Now let's take a look at some thrilling 3D scenes from that movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mighty underdogs.
The monster mash and light your candlesticks and wave them all from front to back. The return of the living dead is about to haunt the track, exerting the venom and turning the listeners into glass. It's a rap like mummies busting out they casket. If you act, start running, we are out to smash. Long naps in the morning when the night has passed, I'll be pummeling through your window in the form of a bat. Now watch me break my Batman with a black magic spell. I'm casting on a rap fan, travel through my past. This Friday the 13th, catch me mobbing with an axe on Halloween, following people in the mask, bats in the mask, and the Dr. Frank is got out of control and drunk with fury. Ain't no way to stop my rage or my passion. The Wolverine slashing y'all bastards in fragments. This shit could get tragic, not just a mere man. I'm a monster. Walk at your dog, he drains your shark, got claws. That'll tear your rinky dink armor apart. It's not your fault. I was built by the experiments of the architects of the art and the raw. I'm unencumbered by your love for the law, unencumbered by the money you brought, unencumbered by conscious thought. I just cough, maybe scoff a little, then rip the place down just for shits and giggles. Watch the brittle minded people start to wriggle around. They uncomfortability found in the sound, pounding on their eardrum. Call it what you want. I guarantee I'll still be the last animal left up in the Colosseum. Go on and give him a hand, he's on a diet though. Still he'll eat up all your bread, only things he wants to cry. Oh, he'll start to riot up and tear your jaw into like King Kong. But sing songs, steal your girl away like Donkey Kong. Cause I'm a monster.
Yes, my experiment is almost complete. All I need now is a human body for my operation. And then my name will go alongside some of the greatest scientists in history. Bruno! Go out and find me a human body.
She's on the working. shaking romance, ain't partaking in some revolutionary stance. I ain't trying to find some place to hide. I'm quite content on the outside. I ain't searching for a brand new sound. I'm quite happy with this one I found. I'm just looking for the ghost of a chance. Just give me the ghost of a chance.
On International Flight 507. This is Tina, Zhuzha, and Ava. And our flight has been canceled, and our car broke down. Do you think we could stay over for the night?
Yes. Yes, of course. Bruno, take their coats. Come on, hurry up, Bruno. Now, Bruno. Blouses and skirts! Hurry up, Bruno! Rip and tear, Bruno! Rip and tear! Oh, yes, Bruno! Never mind the back! Rip and tear!
Ah, yes, classic SCTV. Dr. Tongue's 3D House of Stewardesses. And you can see I take Halloween extremely seriously. So we had a four-song scary set there. A little bit of Vincent Price, from the hilarious House of Frightenstein, two great Canadian shows, kicked it off, and Vampire Girl, Jonathan Richman, Monster, The Mighty Underdogs, and then Ghost of a Chance by The Blades from Ireland, and Ghost of a Chance by Edwin Collins from Scotland. So there you go. Yeah, I played two songs in a row with the same name, but different songs. Like earlier, I played the same song by different artists. You can see I like to throw curveballs in this show. And it's the last show ever. Rock the Shack podcast. Going up in smoke. And here's the thing regarding this whole Halloween set. I usually do this show in one night, one sitting. Throw it up the same night. I'm going to make this show a little bit longer. I'm not going to use the word epic because I overused that in the last show, although I just did. But moving is painful and stressful and tiring, and it's late at night on Halloween, which sounds scary in itself. But my point being, I might not get the show up on Halloween. In fact, there's about 4 minutes left as I speak, so I'm not getting the show up on Halloween. But there's your Halloween set. The show might come out a day or two after Halloween. Deal with it. And enough of this Halloween shit. Let's play number 3 on my all-time favorite albums. And 3, 2, 1 were really hard to put in order, but not too many people are going to be surprised by this one.
Kids for food.
In Bloom, Nirvana, from Nevermind, 1991. What else can you say about that record? I remember vividly the first time I heard that song and Smells Like Teen Spirit back to back on the radio in Hamilton, driving a taxi. And yeah, my life changed based on that album, I would say, more than pretty much almost anything for the next 5-10 years. The only reason it's not number one, we'll get to that, I guess, won't we? I also remember buying In Utero on cassette, still driving taxi, and I wanted to hear it right away, and I didn't have the ability to play CDs in the car, and I was working a day shift. So I went to the mall, bought In Utero on cassette, at a time when I can't believe they were still making them, but nobody was buying cassettes. But I just needed to hear it that day. I couldn't wait. So, yeah, another great album. And the aforementioned Edlin, who introduced me to Rheostatics, had to hold on to that cassette for me for a while because I played it a lot that day. And I don't know, by the next day or the day after, I was worried that I would overplay it. And I hate overplaying stuff and getting too familiar with it. So sounds like a lot of my relationships, actually. And that band and that album also takes me back to a great time hanging out with a whole bunch of nannies from all over the world. I'm not sure if I've ever discussed this on the podcast before, but a lot of the nannies listened to, I don't know how to describe their musical taste, but let's just say Ace of Base was a request quite often when we would have parties. And there was one in particular, one nanny from Holland, from the Netherlands. She knows who she is if she's listening. Who loved Nirvana and all that kind of stuff that the whole crew of my friends and I were listening to at the time. She, if I didn't already have a crush on her, that certainly sealed the deal. So yeah, it's Nicole, you know, I'm talking about you if you're listening. So I know you're saying, hey, Tim, if that album had such a huge impact and such a long span of your formative or post-formative years, why is it number three? Why isn't it number one? Why isn't it number two? Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. So just be patient. Let's get to number two, Tim's all-time favorite albums on the last episode ever of the Rock the Shack podcast. And rather than explain them first, let's play them and then explain them.
Cormac and Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands. When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped down in Cologne, and you heard the rattling stack trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought you whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking black shirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen, well, kneel and say a prayer, but the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in the chair. They used in tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but I wouldn't give you service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back in through a bolted door and did it all again. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in the chair. Hey! Remember that foul evening when you heard the banshees howl? There was lazy drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. I took you up to midnight mass and left you in the lurch. So you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church. Now you sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs of jocks, and I take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I take you to the fryer and shove you in the ground, where you stick your head back out and shout, we'll have another round. At the graceland of Cook Cullen, we'll kneel around and cry, and God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the bay.
The Pogues, 1985, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. We heard Sally McLennan, and we heard the first track on that record, Sickbed of Cucullin. And that is number two for numerous reasons, but I remember where I lived when I first heard that album, from in my apartment, townhouse actually, and my neighbors were sitting out front. They were about my age, and they were playing that album on a boombox. And talk about, well, I at that point in my life, up until that point, I didn't really have a whole lot of interest in my Irish heritage. My mother had two kittens before we realized I was almost deathly allergic. She had two kittens and she named them Belfast and Dublin. And you might think, well, she was, you know, she wanted to unite the country. I don't think she actually knew that one was in the north and not getting along with the people in the other city. My mother was born in Canada. My grandparents were born in Canada. So the Irish heritage goes back to great-grandparents. And it just wasn't something I grew up with, and I didn't pay much attention to it. And then I heard the strains of Sickbed of Cucullin through the window, and it was like a snake charmer. It was like I was the snake being charmed by that music. And all of a sudden, as soon as I figured out what it was and asked them and bought it the same day, I realized, holy fuck, I'm Irish. Now I get it. There's something to this music that I can't resist. So, and how many amazing songs do the Pogues have? And Shane McGowan is one of the best fucking songwriters that ever lived. And, yeah, bit of a drinker, but you get kicked out of the Pogues for drinking. You're a bit of a drinker. But I could play Pogues song. I could do a whole show on the Pogues easily if this weren't the last little bit of the last show ever. But hey, who knows what's going to happen? We might be back. And when I say we, I mean me and my production crew, which is also just me. But I might do another show. I'm going to reevaluate. I'm moving. It's a time of change, time of transition, working on some stuff. And in my life, I mean. And yeah, we'll see. If it's not going to be the Rock the Shack podcast, but if we come back, it's going to be bigger and badder and better and ballsier and a little more professional and searchable on iTunes and all that stuff. I've learned from my mistakes. So we're down to number one, but I don't really need to stay around an hour for the last show. So I'm not going to just throw it out at you like that. If you're still with me, if you've listened to the show before and you're listening to this last show, you don't want it to be over. I know how you're feeling. So let's play two songs, two artists back to back that I can pretty much 100%. I'd bet everything I own that no podcast has ever played these two artists back to back. Start with Joey Badass on the Rock the Shack podcast.
Switching lanes, I'm swerving, getting brain, I'm learning. Nigga getting burned, now he getting this earnest. Turn me to ashes, I put it on they asses. I'm back from the dead with the dead, but dash is the fastest. Swerving through traffic, no worry, I'll catch him. I'm currently distracted, attractive, bad bitch. Trying to get waxed like my hashes. And if you crashing, no pussy casket, caskets, don't get gas. And if you clutch, just know these blunts won't get past. I'll put your guts in the open back. Why you toking that? Where your tokens at? This just ain't potent packs. This shit is choking gas. Sim simmer. Who got the keys in the bimmer? Who see police in the mirror? Who do my three speeds on the highway? Beast coast where I lay. Won't stop till my day.
I wanna wax it in traffic.
Racing in my drop top, one god, one pop. Shorty going on about a man and how his team flop. She mesmerized as I hit a mind, now I hit a spot. Back in my spot, right on my mother's couch, ouch. We on that Brooklyn shit, speeding so fully through the game. Living up, fuck your fame, I'm above, growing up, they say it never really changed. But since my younger days, I've been switching lanes, paving the way. Scooby never showing up, homie homies rolling up. Sitting in the back of the bus, pulling a 40 up. Niggas never quacking at us, homies are folding up. Well about to answer, what up? Let's roll the whole thing up. Yeah, the whole OG, keep it in motion. Beast Coast, yeah, we chosen. Niggas sick out the potion. I'm hoping that knowledge that me and my niggas spoken will find a nigga in the villa smoking on something potent. You niggas is fucking hopeless.
Mercy. traffic.
I'm sitting in the whip dreaming about tactics on this rap shit and how to make my cash flow. Need practice. I already get my ass kicked, blow nasty. I could probably sell a blank disc, Kate Malti on 28 grand, bitch, I get my OG on. Laney 14s, bitch, I get my OG on. Got on Christian Dior, but we living like we demons. Talking shit and rolling up, that's the wave that we on. MCM jacket, gold teeth like I'm Jerome. Acid drops in my cup, don't get sit there, girl, what's up? Fuck that pussy, crack it up, she roll it up, don't take one puff. Rubber cover me up, you know some women are crazy. Little nigga ain't mine, ask children about your baby. She said, meet, don't even try to play me. I switched gears deep, went like Jamie.
You remind me of my G. I wanna wax it in traffic.
Servants, Towns Van Zandt, and before that, Joey Badass, who is, what, 19, I guess, and reinvigorating hip-hop and restoring my faith in hip-hop. Joey Badass out of Brooklyn, Pro Era Crew, a bunch of them on that song, and that's super brand new, so brand new I had to rip it from YouTube because it's not available anywhere else yet. But yeah, everything he's put out so far is just so good. So Joey Badass, the Towns Van Zandt, definitely. You find me a podcast that has played those two back to back and you'll get your money back. So Towns Van Zandt, really no one better to lead into my number one, because just out of a sense of respect and someone who's up to the standards of leading into my number one album of all time. So here we go. Number one. Nirvana was pushed to number three. The Pogues coming in at a solid number two. And before I heard either of those, I heard this album. Actually, it was on MTV. I saw a video. Bought the album the next day. This is number one. Tim's all-time top 10. And some people aren't going to be surprised, but this is Kate Bush.
Mistaken for a tree, till you near him on the motorway, the tree begin to breathe. The territorial war. Erase the race, the claim, the place, and say we dig for ore, or dangle dembles in a bottle and a push him from the
pull of the bush.
You'll find them in the raw. In the raw. Mistaken for a tree. You near him on the moon away, the tree begin to breathe. Erase the race, the claim, the place, and say we dig for ore. Dangle devils in a bottle and a push them from the pull of the bush. The kanga on the bonnet on the van.
See the lights,
bumps on
the
rocks,
the sand.
You'll find them in the raw.
Thank you.
From The Dreaming, Leave It Open is that song, and that is my number one album of all time. Before that, we heard the title track, The Dreaming, which was the video that I saw. I think it was MTV, or did they have Much Music back then? Might have been Much Music. I don't remember. I'm 15, I'm watching videos, and I see my dream woman on the screen in the weirdest video. Not the kind of thing that I would normally listen to or watch. But I was mesmerized, went out and bought it on vinyl, of course, back then. You really had no choice. And the funny thing about that record, because I was 15, I guess I was listening to B-52s, maybe, like sort of stuff that would skew to alternative. But that was the weirdest song I'd ever heard. And the album was even weirder. And thank you, Final Streetcar of the Rock the Shack podcast, heading north on Broadview. So I bring the album home, and I give it a listen, and I love that song, The Dreaming. And then I think, wow, the rest of the album's really fucking weird. I wasted my money on this. I'll just listen to The Dreaming again. And then I would just leave it on and then flip it over and try it again. And there was no hooks. I couldn't immediately grasp onto anything. And then the last song that I played, Leave It Open, which is another weird song, but that was the second song that grabbed me. And I went, oh yeah, there's something to that song that I need to hear it again. And then I would just, and that was on, I believe that was on side two, might've been the last song. So I would just play the whole album again. And then another song and another song and another song. I credit this album, other than Kate Bush being my dream woman and then going back and finding her amazing first album and the Kick Inside and the amazing subsequent albums right up to Hounds of Love, which was sort of her peak as far as North American notoriety, which from Kick Inside to Hounds of Love is a body of work that, you know, the whole Desert Island Discs thing, I could just take that and I'm good. And then I realized that one of my best friends growing up, Pete, was also a Kate Bush fan. And not only was he a Kate Bush fan, but he was a major audiophile. And we used to, there's a concert video, Kate Bush Live at Hammersmith Odeon, because she didn't like to travel. She didn't come overseas. She barely toured. I think she did one big tour, maybe a couple. So that, on cassette, or sorry, VHS, live at the Hammersmith Odeon is amazing. And it's, we would put that on at Pete's house with the most amazing sound system. Luckily he had a house, but I'm sure his neighbors were still pissed because it was, the walls were shaking. You know, we had all the lights out and we're watching all these amazing dance moves. Two dudes who, like, you know, don't know anything about dance and have never appreciated dance in their lives. But when Kate Bush does it, you go, yeah, dance is cool. So yeah, the woman changed my life, and clearly my number one. I could have chosen the Kick Inside, but clearly my number one artist, and that was the album that introduced me to Kate, and I love her to this day. So there you have it, Rock the Shack podcast, signing off from the Riverdale neighborhood. I want to thank everyone who's listened. It's just awesome that I can do this, you know, an old iMac, and I can make a show and people listen to it. And it's been fun. And thank you to all you guys. And thank you to the regular listeners, Sarah, for example. And thank you to the musicians who inspired me to kind of take it to the next level and want to take it to even another level. And most of you guys know who you are, but I'm talking about Sam Cash and Curdy, Matt Bailey, Callan Furlong, Josh Cockerell, Aaron Como, Dustin Bentall, all these guys that I sort of discovered through hearing Sam Cash on the internet. So the internet's a beautiful thing. Technology is great. And this, I gave a little thought to, a little too much thought to what's going to be the last song ever played on the Rock the Shack podcast. Because remember, if you remember, I'm sure you don't, I stressed about what's the first song I'm going to play when I finally did a podcast. And that was Joel Plaskett, but I'm going to go out. I'm not going to put too much into the artist. I'm just, this is a great song. It's apropos, as the French would say, for the last song ever. And as much as I love me some Willie Nelson, I really love this version of this song. So that's it. I'm Tim Sweeney signing off for the Rock the Shack podcast late on a Halloween night, 2013. Thanks everyone. And as my uncle used to say, get it up, get it on, and get it over with. No, he did say that, but what I was going to say was, we'll catch you on the flip side. That's it for the Rock the Shack podcast. We'll leave you with Phosphorescent. And if you're the last one to leave,
turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. So let's call it a night. Party's over, and tomorrow we'll start the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. I've never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. Look at me, I'm almost dying. That don't keep our love from dying. Cause for me, it's misery. The party's over. Turn out the light. The party's over. say it all. Good things must end, so let's call it night. The party's over, and tomorrow we'll start the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying, I didn't keep it, I wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I had to have my party wine. Broke her heart so many times. Till one night she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. Now they say that all good things must. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow we'll start the same old thing again. Let's call it a night. Yeah. The party's over. And tomorrow we'll start the same old thing again. Turn out the light. The party's over. They say that all good things must. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow we'll start the same.